When things are easy, it is easy for me to relax in the easiness and not grow. We oftentimes wonder why some people have such an easy life, why some people have it so fantastic. They don't seem to have to work for anything. They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, gold spoon in their mouth. They have everything they could ever want. Their parents are taking care of them. They have lots of money. They have lots of things. They have butlers and maids and servants of all kinds, and you know, they just have everything. And they have sailboats, and they have places to play and places to think, and special schools to give them special education and more gentleness. They're taught to play instruments. They're taught to play tennis. They're taught to play all the things that wealthy children are taught to do. And I mean, they really got it easy. They really got it easy. Everything is just going for them. Well, it's easy for them to relax in the easiness. I mean, why should they go to work when they got all the money they need? Why should they go out and use their talents, which may be as a writer or a painter or something like that? Why should they do that when they got everything so easy for them? You know, they don't have to. They just do what's fun for them, and what's fun for them may not really be fun for them. It may be what other people think is fun for them. Now, how would you like to, Anita, how would you like, how would you like to do all the things your father thought is fun for you? That wouldn't be much fun, would it?
No.
No, because his definition of fun and your definition of fun are different. Not that he is wrong and you're right, but for him, fun might be cleaning out a sewer. And for you, fun might be filling it up, dumping stuff in there. And he would say, no, don't, you know, you're making a mess out of this, don't do that. For you, hey, that's fun. Little kids, what do little kids sometimes like to do? They like to go in the house and take the biggest drawing board they can find. What is that?
I just saw a little kid playing in the toilet.
Yeah, that too. But what's the biggest drawing board in the house?
Yeah, the pots and pans are.
The biggest drawing board.
The walls.
A drawing.
The wall. Oh. And don't kids just love to draw on the wall? Don't they think that's just the most wonderful drawing? Now, why should that be wrong to do that? This is because it's not somebody's idea what's right. No. If you are a wealthy person and you live in a wealthy family, what do you have? You have your own room, playroom, with a wall filled with blackboard or whiteboard or chalkboard or whatever you want, you know, to draw on and paint on. And then the type of materials you're given are the type that are washable. They say, go to it. And so then the kid comes into his parents' bedroom and they're sound asleep. So then he paints them a picture on the wall. So when they wake up, they see this beautiful picture the kid has painted on the wall. But and they don't get after the kid. They say, oh, that was so nice of you. Then they have the maid come in and wash it off, you know. But when things are easy, it is easy for me to relax in the easiness and not grow. So it's easy for each of us to take things for granted. Now, this past week, you've had what might be considered an easy week. Right? And you had no requirements whatsoever to do as far as the office is concerned, unless you felt you wanted to do it. And if you wanted to do it, then you fit it in if you wanted to. But you didn't have to do anything. Now, was that really so much fun? You thought it was fun?
Yes.
Why did you think it was fun?
Because I could fit everything and I knew I do it for me.
Yes, good.
I had to choose to do it.
And what all did you choose to do?
Whatever I could fit, office work, garden work, everything.
Mm-hmm. And you particularly like that because you're a self-starter, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of it, Ellen, this week where you had no requirements?
Well, my requirements were a little bit different because you said I should not totally...
No, you don't say that. You don't ever say that. All everyone's taken off of requirements. So therefore, you could not ask anyone to do anything because it was not within the program to do so. So if you asked anyone to do anything, you were violating the program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that easy? Not really, when you're used to having people work with you to accomplish the things that have to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, don't play this game with me that... because what they do affects you.
Yeah.
How they conduct their program affects you very much. Regardless of the fact that you're the boss and you have to do everything regardless whether the program says you don't have to.
It was surely a challenge in attitude to be not possessed by the word.
Attitude. Now,
yes.
Isn't that a good
yes.
word?
Yeah.
Challenging attitude.
Yeah.
Now, I won't ask you, were you able to do it?
I would say
generally,
a big step of, move forward, yes.
But you didn't realize what was happening. Except for the fact that they weren't available, right?
Yeah, and then myself, I had not even my computer available. That was then the maximum. Not really great, the maximum.
Full and complete. Yeah.
Two of them.
But that gave me actually a real bomb.
Mm-hmm.
A real
let it go.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That gave me the...
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
And Ingeborg, how did you like a program with no program? Did you do everything that you would normally do anyhow?
I finished what I had started. And then was to do the mail, that is a normal thing, bringing the mail, picking up the mail, going to the, then was the ironing stuff there to do.
So, you didn't change your program much. Even though you didn't have to do anything, you continued doing all the things you didn't have to do. And how did you feel about that?
Good.
You made the decision to do it, huh? Mm-hmm. And you, how did you feel entering into program, Sylvia?
Oh, it felt really good. I got most of the things done that I usually get done. And sometimes I had to work a little bit on the attitude when I just worked, when actually it wasn't work, you know, and I had...
Well, you mean it wasn't work time, or it wasn't
time-wise,
work?
Time-wise, yeah.
It wasn't work time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would imagine most anything you do is not work.
Yeah,
most anything
sure.
any of us do
but
is not
work. But I mean now concerning the uni. Yeah,
yeah, well,
like
that's why I want to be clear on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I had sometimes to work on that. That it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's my choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And was there a general lesson that any of you got from this idea of having it so easy that it was the possibility of not growing? Yes?
Yes. Also, it's regarding last week. It's a real blessing in it because you don't get praise anymore. You do it really for yourself and you have to sit there and say to yourself, hey, Anita, well done, and that's it.
That
and nobody knows
get,
what you're doing.
Isn't that the best place to get praise,
yes.
anyhow?
And mm-hmm. you only know, hey, what I did is great, and then go for the next. And
mm-hmm.
be totally content and confident and know, yeah, that's fun.
I
like
sort of
that.
Had that feeling when I saw you on the tractor. mm-hmm. Having a ball. Well, when things are easy, it's easy for me to relax in the easiness and not to grow. You see, if you didn't question yourself, you wouldn't realize what changes you made, what attitudes you had, and how you were working on these things. And sometimes it's very good to question yourself as to what your feelings are about what you're doing, because it helps you to wake up to the fact that, you know, you're really doing a pretty nice job. You're really coming along very nicely, and it's to be commended how you're doing it. But we don't do this very often. And the reason we don't do this very often is because we have the feeling that we're all working so hard, we're all doing so much, we're all giving so much of ourselves, and that nobody really appreciates how much we're giving. And that's not true, is it? Who is the only one that needs to appreciate how much we're giving? Ourselves, right. And if anyone else outside of ourselves has to appreciate how much we're doing, we got a problem. and that's not very successful for us, not very helpful for us, and not very growing. But when we appreciate ourselves, then we're growing and we're doing great things. So, when things are easy, it is easy for me to relax in the easiness and not grow. But when you wake up, then you realize how much you've grown. I love you.